anniversary of the appearance of Lord Ramachandra, Sri Ramachandra Mahamsava Kinja. So we will read a few verses, just a few verses at this point, from the 10th chapter of the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes, just a few verses, because as the days go on, as the day goes on, there'll be different classes. Ram Govinda Maharaj at 11 o'clock. Eleven thirty. So in 3 hours. In 4 hours, that will be viewable on Mayapur TV. Mayapur TV. Okay? And it's going to be on Facebook also. Okay? Live. Great. And then what is it again at 4? 4:15. Kirtan class by His Holiness Kadamba Kanada Maharaj, also on Mayapur TV and Durban, ISKCON Durban, what's it called? Durban Krishna, or ISKCON Durban actually. Yeah, you can find it, I found it under ISKCON Durban, on Facebook Live. But for the time being, let us read a few verses from the 10th chapter of the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of the Supreme Lord Ramachandra, and we will begin with verse 2, which I'll just chant myself. Tasyapi Bhagavan Esha Saksha Brahmayo Hari Amsham Shena Chaturvaya Kutratvaratita Surai Rama Lakshman Bhagata Shatruna Iti Samyaya. Being prayed for by the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth Himself, directly appeared with His expansion and expansions of the expansion. Their holy names were Rama, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatruna. These celebrated incarnations thus appeared in four forms as the sons of Maharaj Dasarath. Let us read the purport by Srila Prabhupada. You're able to hear okay? So purport. Lord Ramachandra and his brothers, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna, are all Vishnu Tattva, not Jiva Tattva. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands into many, many forms. Advaita Vachutam, Anadi Anantarupam. It's Brahmasamhita 5:33. Although they are one and the same, Vishnu Tattva has many forms and incarnations. As confirmed in the Brahmasamhita, chapter 5, verse 39, Ramani Murtishu Kala Niyamena Tishtam. The Lord is situated in many forms, such as Rama, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna. And these forms may exist in any part of His creation. All these forms exist permanently, eternally, as individual personalities of Godhead. And they resemble many candles, all equally powerful. Lord Ramachandra, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna, who, being Vishnu-tattva, are all equally powerful, became the sons of Maharaj Dasarath in response to prayers by the demigods. Namaham Vishnu-padaya Krishna-kresna-yantarayam-kimani-bhakti-vedanta-svami-dhimani-namaste Saraswati-devi Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Gaurabhaktavrinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let's come through this time to a Sindhu Vedicha, but he got the Rama Vedicha, Yoga Shadhi, Om Namah. Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. So first of all, just a couple of words about what we've read here in this verse and purport. And of course this is well known that Lord Ramachandra and Lakshman and Bharatan Shatrughna, the four of them appeared together. Of course, Rama is the older brother, around right around the same time. And they're all Vishnu-tattva. They're all different forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we know from Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains, and it's one of the, or couple of the best known verses in the whole Bhagavad Gita, Purvachadaya Sadhana. That the Lord appears for different reasons. But amongst those reasons, important is to annihilate the streams, protect the devotees, uphold or even re-establish, depending on the circumstances, the principles of religion. So similarly, Lord Ram appeared. There were certain circumstances prevailing. Ravana, particularly, was a very powerful demon, extremely powerful demon. And he was causing great disturbance. And that is, when that sort of disturbance reaches a certain point, it has to be quite a, you know, developed point, then the Supreme Lord may appear. The Supreme Lord does appear. And so Rama was creating great, great disturbance. And Lord Rama here, and also Lakshmana and Shatrughna. Because when the Lord appears, he never appears alone. Of course, he appears with his devotees, or certain of many of his devotees. But he also generally appears with many other forms of himself. Yes, so like when Lord Krishna appeared, Lord Balaram appeared, and Prajumana Aniruddha, these are also forms of Lord Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya appeared, Lord Nityananda appeared, the Vaishnavacharya appeared, and some others too. Yes, some others too. And this is all part of the program of the Lord to, at least in many, many cases, appear with entourage. So, yes, so he appeared particularly with his brothers, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna. Sita Devi was there, of course. And Hanuman, who's an eternal associate, was there. And there's a very interesting description given by Srila Rupa Goswami in the book, it's perhaps, at least amongst our devotees, it's not so well known. It's called Laghu Bhagavatamrita. And it is basically, in a nutshell, an explanation of certain things which appear in scripture, but particularly in Srimad Bhagavatam. So a very interesting thing which is described there, which perhaps will address a little bit this evening at 6 o'clock South African time, is that Srila Rupa Goswami makes the point that Lord Krishna, of course, he is in that unique position. The original Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is Lord Krishna. He is unique, at least in that sense. He is the original. But then there's so many expansions. And Rupa Goswami explains that amongst all the many, many, so many expansions, that Lord Ram is the next in terms of position, importance, power. He is the next. Of course, Lord Balaram is there. He's special. He's more or less practically Krishna himself. More or less, just different color is really all that is important in terms of difference. But otherwise, the other expansions, so many expansions, Lord Rama is next. He is closest to Krishna. And he possesses the next most percentage of qualities and different features and characteristics as Lord Krishna. And then further than this, interestingly enough, is Lord Nrisimhadeva. And Rupa Goswami goes to some lengths to explain how it's like that. And it's an interesting little discussion, so perhaps we'll refer to that this evening. But definitely it's a fact that Lord Ram occupies very important position. Very important position amongst the expansions of the Lord and within this world amongst the other times, the different incarnations and appearances of the Lord on this planet or in the material world. And of course this can also be appreciated. It can also be appreciated when we look at, when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Of course, this Rama, Hare Rama, may address Lord Balaram. That's quite appropriate. But it can also address Lord Ramachandra. Quite appropriate. It can even address Lord Parasaram. Srila Prabhupada, there is an exchange. Is it a letter or a speaking? Or maybe it's even a Chaitanya Charitamrita. But there's definitely at least one exchange, and perhaps more, in which Prabhupada makes this point that people ask, who are we referring to when we chant Hare Rama? Of course, when we chant Hare Krishna, that's clear. But when we chant Hare Rama, who are we referring to? Is it Ramachandra, who of course is particularly well known in the Hindu society? Or is it Lord Balarama, who has this closest position, first expansion, or who isn't? And Prabhupada explains, I think it's the Chaitanya explains to them that it came to him because some of his disciples were having a little, you know, maybe even like a dispute of some sort. Who does it refer to? But it can definitely refer to Lord Ramachandra. And it definitely does refer to Lord Ramachandra. And this is the Maha Mantra. This is the Maha Mantra. It is the very one, as Krishna is the very one, supreme, most supreme, supremest. So, the Maha Mantra is the most Maha. It's the most supreme amongst the many, many mantras. The supremest mantra. And Lord Rama is there in it. So that is important, just to say. Okay. Yes, so like this. Ram, Lakshmi, Bharat, and Shatrughna appear with him as well. And let's read on a little bit. I'm going to skim over 3 and read verse 4. I'll just read the translation. To keep the promise of his father intact, Lord Ramachandra immediately gave up the position of king and, accompanied by his wife Mother Sita, wandered from one forest to another on his lotus feet, which is so delicate that they were unable to bear even the touch of Sita's palms. The Lord was also accompanied by Hanuman, or by another monkey, Sugriva, king of the monkeys, and by his own younger brother, Lord Lakshman, both of whom gave him relief from the fatigue of wandering in the forest, having cut off the nose and ears of Shurpalika, thus disfiguring her. The Lord was separated from Mother Sita. He therefore became angry, moving his eyebrows, and thus frightening the ocean, who then allowed the Lord to construct a bridge to cross the ocean. Subsequently, the Lord entered the kingdom of Ravana to kill him, like a fire devouring the forest. May that Supreme Lord Ramachandra give us all protection. This is a blessing, by the way. This is called Phala Stuti, a verse which is offering some fruit, some result to those who hear it. So it's a blessing, and it can be taken. It could be taken in 2 ways. May the Supreme Lord Ramachandra give us all protection. Or may the Supreme Lord Ramachandra give us all protection. Either way, it's fine. But that's very nice. Let us just refer to a few points here. Yes, a few points here. We're just introducing things. During the day, things will be elaborated on further, and also this evening I'll say a few words further. But here, well, as we described, Srila Rupa Goswami describes that there are many similarities between Lord Ramachandra and Lord Krishna. They're not exactly the same, but there are many similarities. And therefore Ramachandra has a special position amongst the many, many, many expansions of the Lord. But there's certain specific differences. In a sort of general sense, Lord Krishna's pastimes, at least many of them, They include, you could say, what some would consider very liberal activities. Dancing with the gopis, obviously. Even marrying 16,108 wives. And compared to Lord Brown's activities in that regard, these are very liberal. Lord Brown married one wife, and he had no association whatsoever of that sort with any other woman at all. And in this way, he's setting a very important example, particularly for people nowadays. But just comparing to Lord Krishna, this is very noticeable and very important difference. Yes, that he had his relationship with Mother Sita only. And therefore, at the end of this chapter, actually, chapter 10 of the Ninth Canto, Śrīla Gosvāmī explains how Lord Rama, when Mother Sita was kidnapped, Lord Rama went to great lengths to rescue them. And Śrīla Prabhupāda, in his purport there, it's the second to last verse of this 10th chapter, Śrīla Prabhupāda explains also at some length that just see the character of Lord Ram. Prabhupada says, if he had wanted to, Lord Ram could have easily just manifested, want to speak of a replacement Sita, but even hundreds, so many, to take her place, but he didn't. To show this point of the great importance of the husband being very faithful to the wife, Lord Rama accepted tremendous difficulty and danger in order to rescue her. This was his standard, and this is an example for householders, particularly today, when polygamy is generally not acceptable. I mean, not to speak of being extremely difficult, we have observed, but from a distance, we have observed a couple of attempts, and we can say that at least from what we saw, it appeared to be extremely difficult. Yes. So this is Lord Ram, faithfulness, dedication. When he makes his mind up, that's it. So therefore Lord Ram says, actually, in Ramayana, when he's talking about this sort of subject, for me, he says, I am one wife, and if there's anything to be decided, I have one word, not two, maybe this, maybe that, on the other hand, something like that. I have one word, and if an enemy confronts me, I have one arrow. So this is Lord Ramachandra's famous three ones. Yes. So he was very dedicated to his wife, but in general, he was just very dedicated to whatever he decided to focus on. For example, with his father, not that Krishna was not dedicated to his father, but having said that, Krishna then left his father, Nanda Maharaj, to associate with Vasudeva. So, but Lord Ram was totally focused on his relationship with his father, Maharaj Dasaran, to the point that when Lord Ram was informed that your father, he was informed by Kekai, who was one of the three wives of Dasana, and the one who engineered the banishment. So when Kekai came, and in a, you could say, a sort of a gloating mood, that, just see, you have lost out, just see. And told her, because Dasana, anyway, she was the one who told her that your father has banished you to the forest for how many years? 14 years. And she was expecting that Lord Ram would become very disturbed and maybe try to do something to stop it or start a revolution or something of that sort. So the way she presented it, like you said, she was gloating that, you know, trying to just belittle him and make him feel bad. So she presented like that. Unfortunately, it is your unlucky day today. But Lord Ram responded that, my dear mother, because he also considered her his mother, although she was not his biological mother. My dear mother, there's no need to speak like that. If this is the order of my father, I will joyfully accept it. I'll not just sort of, I won't get angry and decide to oppose it. I won't even just accept it, oh, all right then. But I will joyfully accept it. Yes. And he says, even if my father told me just to go and jump into the ocean, means just go and drown, I would happily do it. How can you think that I would feel any other way? So this is a characteristic of Lord Ram, which is very prominent and is very important. And to some degree also it distinguishes him from Lord Krishna. That he had this extreme sense of duty and obligation and commitment. Yes. Just like we mentioned the other day when we were doing our six Goswami seminar, well, Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions that Raghunath Das Goswami had certain principles, certain vows he'd taken to offer 1,000 obeisances every day to deities, 2,000 to devotees, chant at least 64 rounds, give class for at least 3 hours, and Chaitanya Charitamrita says that these principles of his, he followed them so strongly that they were like lines carved in rock. If you carve a line in rock, it's basically permanent. It's not going to go off in some other direction. So Lord Ram was like that. A very upright, noble, and in that sense, very principled person. Very principled person. And of course that is relevant to the people in general who are prone to not be so principled. But Lord Ramachandra is such an attractive personality that the people in general who often don't have very good principles or just accept and then give up principles, he's very attractive. They may be attracted to him. And with that sort of inspiration, they may become more principled themselves to follow in his footsteps. Now, as thank you. 8 o'clock. Anyway, we'll just continue and they will start. You know, they're also in our deity program. They're prone to liberality in terms of times, particularly with the deity greeting. This is the years. Following in the footsteps of Krishna. Yeah. So it will, but this is carried out for the time being. And wherever we stop, we will carry on later. So Lord Ramachandra immediately gave us a disposition. The day before he was to become installed as what they call Prince Regent, at least in the English tradition, means that he is the prince, but now we're officially installing him, that he is going to become the king. Yeah, while he's still just a regular prince, well, something else could happen, but now we're making him official, he will be the king. It's just a question of time, not if. So yeah, the next day he was to be installed as Prince Regent, and then this happened. And so he went to the forest, accompanied by Mother Sita. And Mother Sita then was kidnapped by Ravana, a very crucial point in the whole pastime of the appearance of Lord Ramachandra. But Mother Sita, who is Mother Sita? Well, just as we have Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayan, Radha Krishna, she's an expansion of Srimati Radharani. She is the internal potency of the Lord. She is not just like a demigoddess or just some very pious person who got that special birth, something like that. She's directly a form of Srimati Radharani, not quite on the same level, but still on a high enough level. And Durga, the presiding deity of material nature, well, it's described in the, what is it, Gopal Tapani Upanishad, that Durga and Radharani, they're sort of the same in the sense that Durga is an expansion. But Durga is like one little ray from one of the toenails of Radharani.